How good is it to have NBA basketball back? How good is it to have Los Angeles Lakers basketball back? Lakers over the Clippers, 103-101 the final score. Lakers grabbed their 50th win of the season. I know it's funny to kind of look back at what the Lakers record is, but it's been 4.5 months without Los Angeles Lakers basketball, and what a way to get it back. Lakers now just 7 games left in this restart. This will be the regular season, and we got so much to get into. Let me do this right off the bat. Let me give the phone number. I know there's plenty of Laker fans out there that want to talk about this game. 877-710-ESPN. Call into the post-game show. Give us your thoughts on this Lakers-Clippers matchup. I want to start off a couple obvious ones to start off with. First one is Anthony Davis tonight. AD with 34 points tonight, 8 rebounds and 4 assists, 8 of 19 from the field, 16 of 17 from the free throw line. How do you stop Anthony Davis? Tonight is a perfect example. This Clippers team, and I will be the first one to say it, no Montrezl Harrell, no Lou Williams. Michael Thompson was mentioning it in the pregame show. Of course, this is not the team that the Lakers are going to face. Everybody assumes they're going to face in the Western Conference Finals. But I don't care if Montrezl Harrell is on the court or he's not on the court, there's no answer for Anthony Davis. There just isn't. And tonight's a great example. The 34 points is one thing, but I'll tell you my favorite part of this stat line. 16 of 17 from the free throw line. So you're a team in the Clippers, as talented as the Clippers are, you don't have an answer for one of the top five players in the NBA who could do it on both sides of the court. But you can't foul AD either. AD's getting to the free throw line, 16 of 17 from the free throw line. Tell me another big man in the NBA that has such an array as he has. And then the simple one where many big men struggle is just getting to the free throw line and delivering. Anthony Davis did that tonight. So fantastic, fantastic performance from Anthony Davis tonight, but it wasn't just him. I'll get a chance to talk about LeBron, and we know what LeBron accomplished specifically at 101. Game tied at 101. But before I do so, just a couple quick shout-outs. Kyle Kuzma tonight, 16 points, 7 rebounds, 4 of 8 from the field, 4 of 7 from the three-point line, and 4 of 5 from the free-throw line. I'll stay on Kuz for a quick second. Lakers had an exhibition game on Saturday. Kuz had 25 points. And one of the things I kept mentioning was it only took him 13 shots to get 25 points. Tonight, Kuz had 16 points, and it only took him 8 shots. I know a lot of Laker fans always have a close eye on Kyle Kuzma, how he's doing, how he's performing. That's natural. Kuzma's got high expectations. He's got an incredible amount of potential. But the more important thing than us wanting to see individual things from Kyle Kuzma, how's he doing with the team? How's he doing as we get closer to this playoff run? And Kuzma tonight, a couple plays, you would say, Kuz, that's not a good shot. Swing the ball around. But for the most part, I thought Kuzma was under control, and I'll go back to this. When the opportunity was there, he delivered the 16 points. Believe it or not, I thought he was doing a pretty decent job on defense as well. And I'm not saying you always want to see Kyle Kuzma matching up against Kawhi Leonard on the defensive side of the ball, but at least for tonight, there were certain matchups. Let me check real quick what Kawhi ended up having. Kawhi had 28. I want to say he had 21 just in the first half. So only had 7 points in the second half. Maybe he had 19 at the end of the first half, but it's something around there. Quick compliment goes to Kyle Kuzma. And then the other player that I don't know, you know, how many Laker fans, I know Laker fans know this because you guys are watching and listening to the same game that I am. And I know you guys are watching it with, you know, so much detail of what players are playing well, what players need to improve. Deion Waiters is going to be he's going to be incredibly advantageous for the Lakers. I'm not saying it's going to be there every single game, but what I will tell you is that the 11 points that Deion Waiters had tonight, 5 of 10 from the field, Lakers needed every single point. Deion Waiters is kind of still a wild card, plays 21 minutes for the Lakers, got him in the buyout market. By the time we got him in the buyout market, didn't even get a chance to play because of the whole, obviously the whole season stopped. Got postponed. But here's Deion Waiters, something that Michael Thompson and I were talking about on the pregame show. What an opportunity for Deion Waiters. What an opportunity for a player like Deion Waiters to get a chance to play for the Lakers on this playoff run, who's only 28 years old, and his strengths are exactly what the Lakers need. We talked about this right before the buyout mark and the trade deadline. There were two pieces Lakers were missing. Kind of an enforcer, somebody that, I don't want to say a bully guy, but a guy like Markieff Morris, Lakers accomplished that when they got him. And then the other player they were missing was somebody that can just go get a bucket, who can create for themselves. Deion Waiters is that player for the Lakers. So at least for one game, in this restart, you had Kyle Kuzma come off the bench and deliver. You had Anthony Davis be AD with 34 points, 8 rebounds, and 4 assists. And then you had Deion Waiters come in, 11 points. I thought key points. I was actually trying to make a case on Twitter. This happens to, I think, every Laker fan on Twitter, where we all think we're head coach. I was saying put Deion Waiters back in. LeBron, I think with a few minutes left, 3 minutes left, coach checked him in. But I wanted to see Deion Waiters in the game. So personally for me, loved what Deion Waiters did tonight. And then there's a handful of players that didn't play the way you'd like to see them. And I'm talking about Danny Green and KCP struggled from the field. Caruso struggled from the field as well, went 2-for-7. And LeBron struggled from the field, went 6-of-19. But overall for the Lakers, it might have been ugly. It might not have been perfect, but it's a win for the Lakers. And it means they're now 6.5 games in front of the Clippers and can pretty much, not can pretty much, have pretty much wrapped up the Western Conference, if you ask me. All right, you've heard me talk about attorney Brad Wallace and the Wallace Firm helping businesses affected by the COVID-19 government shutdowns. The Wallace Firm also represents homeowners impacted by the Woolsey fire, victims of car crashes, and families of people who have been wrongfully killed. If you have suffered a serious loss, the Wallace Firm are the serious lawyers to get you the W. No win, no fee, 844-844-WINS, or visit wallacewins.com. When we come back, we'll take some of your guys' phone calls, 877-710-ESPN. We appreciate you guys lining up those phone calls. Also, we'll hear from Anthony Davis, the man tonight with 34 points. Stay right here. This is the Los Angeles Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. All right, how do I express how good it is to do a postgame show again? Want to welcome in a new partner. Tonight's smooth finish brought to you by Corona. The best way to celebrate sports is with a cool, refreshing Corona in hand. So grab a Corona today and enjoy your game day beach. Tonight's smooth finish, Deion Waiters.
Here's LeBron dribbling. LeBron still dribbling behind the three-point line straight away. Gets the ball left side, Deion Waiters for three. And he got it. So maybe they heard me saying they're getting killed from beyond the arc, and Waiters puts the Lakers back in front 82-80.
Deion was definitely smooth. That was actually the only three that he ended up hitting. 1-of-6. 5-of-10 from the field altogether, had 11 points, had key buckets for the Lakers, has kind of a slow motion style to his game. And, you know, in the NBA, there's a few players that just have a knack of getting buckets. Deion Waiters is certainly one of those players. Okay, enough of me blabbing on here. We want to hear from Anthony Davis. AD, 34 points tonight, 16-of-17 from the free throw line, like I mentioned. Here's Anthony Davis on the Lakers' 103-101 win over the Los Angeles Clippers.
Yeah, hey, Anthony. I'm somewhere in the arena. I don't know where you are right now, but I wanted you to just walk us through the final sequences where you guys were able to pull that out, and did it feel like an NBA basketball game, even though no fans and obviously this different arena?
We wanted to make sure that they got a two-point bucket out of three, and somehow Paul got open. We'll look at it on film. Made it three, but we want to make sure that we come out and execute on the offensive end. It felt like a real game to me. You know, two teams battling. Obviously, it's always a good game between us two teams. And, you know, the more and more that we get used to this arena, the more easier it'll be. But I can't complain for the first game.
Yep.
Melissa?
Hey, D. So even in a game with no fans, and considering that, you know, the stakes were comparatively low, it seemed like the intensity was just as high as if it were, you know, a huge game in front of 20,000 fans. Is that how it felt for you guys, too?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when we're out there playing, we don't really notice, you know, that there's no fans in the game. At the game, we just go out there and compete and try to get the win. So they did a great job with the crowd noise. know, especially when we, you know, scored the puck or got a stop, got pretty loud, also at timeouts. So they did a good job with that. But like I said, when we're out there competing, you know, we just worry about the five guys on the floor and trying to get a win.
Kyle Boone, please.
Sorry, could you defer to
someone? Sure, Joe Harden.
What were your emotions like before the game?
Obviously, it's a sensitive subject. I mean, you know, we wanted to make sure that we did, you know, something as a league, the NBPA and the NBA, and all the players, you know, just had a consensus that, you know, kneeling was best, something that we can do as a league and be unified and, you know, we go out here and play, you know, not for us, but you know, for everything that's going on around the world. And for them, I didn't know they were going to have a video up there, so I think that was pretty cool. You know, I'm not sure they're going to do it for every game, but I think that was really cool to kind of play that video and just kind of remind us, you know, what's going on in the world, because we're so locked into this bubble. You know, we're not out there, you know, seeing what's going on unless it's on social media. So for both teams to come together, the head coaches kind of switch and us locking arms together in front of the Black Lives Matter, I think it was a powerful statement.
All right, that's Anthony Davis right there. Good to actually hear from him after a win, after a game. So, AD, we've got a chance these last couple of weeks to hear from him, does these Zoom calls, and now we're going to obviously get a chance, all these post-games reactions. Anthony Davis, I love what he said. Felt like a real game. The energy was there. The excitement was there. I mean, I'll tell you, listening to the broadcast here, I couldn't tell from my own personal opinion. It feels just as if we're at Staples Center or the Lakers are on the road. So certainly from an energy perspective, 877-710-ESPN. If you want to be a part of the post game show, let's take a couple calls now, especially after this, this Lakers game. By the way, Lakers, another game coming up this Saturday. So it'll be a quick turnaround. Ivan in South LA. Appreciate you calling in, Ivan. This is the Lakers post game show. Go ahead, bud.
I appreciate it, guys.
You got it, man.
Can you hear me?
Yep. Yep. Go ahead.
Okay. So two things. Number one, what clutch defense from Kyle Kuzma. That was Hall of Fame defense. I mean,
that's it. He's in the hall. That's
a player in the NBA. If he could play clutch defense on two of the top 10 players in the league like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then what coaching did we get when AD was moved to the five spot in Bob? Ow, that's all I got to say. No, LA.
Ivan, appreciate you calling in. That's an excited Lake. Can you blame the guy? We go 4.5 months, no Lakers basketball. We were rolling in March. Now all of a sudden we got Lakers basketball back. Hey, why not highlight Kyle Kuzma? Why not? Why not take some time and basically compliment him on his game tonight? You know, one of the things I was mentioning to Michael Thompson, and you guys are going to hear me reference MT and the pregame conversations that we have because I respect MT's opinion so much. But I was telling Michael, one of the things I kept harping on is, for Kuzma, it doesn't have to be a game where it's just about offense. It doesn't have to be a game where it's how many points did you put up, how many shots did you end up taking. It doesn't have to be that. There's two sides. 50% of the game is played on the defensive side. So keeping all that in mind, Kuz, can you find ways to keep yourself on the court? I love his energy on the defensive side. I think there was a play, Alex Caruso, when he stole a possession towards the end, a key possession, Kuz clapping on the floor. I mean, he was excited on the defensive side, and that's going to be, you know, obviously what some of these vets are teaching him, that you got to be as impactful as you can on defense, especially if you want to get into a flow on offense or you want the respect from other players to pass you the ball in key times. So obviously a nice performance from Kuz tonight. Phil in Studio City. Phil, appreciate you calling into the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, Alan, first and foremost, great to be calling in after a game, a W over the Clippers nonetheless.
It's been a while. It's been a while, Phil.
Get that out of the way. But, you know, I think AD and Braun are going to do what they do. I thought Braun's shots weren't falling tonight, but, you know, we say enough about them. I want to talk about Kuz real quick. We know what he can do on offense. The confidence looked there from those scrimmage success that he had. But
sure.
Defense, I thought early on, I was like, what are you doing, Vogel? He's on Kawhi, but he did a great job. And then Deion, I want to say a few things about Deion. I thought the shots weren't falling tonight for him, but he's a guy that could hit all six of those threes. I don't know what he took, but I think he needs to drive a little more. That layup package is something that could be very beneficial, but he's going to be a player for us down the road. So it'll be interesting to see what Vogel does with the rotations moving forward. But a win is a win, and life is back to normal.
Phil, appreciate you calling in, man. Thank you. I'll say this, and, you know, this is just a reminder. It was ugly. It's not like tonight's game. I'm sure coach isn't going to take that footage and say, this is the blueprint of how you win a championship. So I'm not going to say it was the cleanest style of Lakers basketball, but it was ugly on both sides. I don't know if you guys heard this a little bit earlier. 57 fouls between the two teams. 57 fouls between the two teams. So that just kind of gives you an idea of what Lakers basketball looked like tonight, what Clippers basketball. I think, first of all, I thought the refs were blowing the whistle way too much, but it also shows that these guys are not they're not in tip-top shape. They're not right. I think these next seven games for the Lakers and Clippers is just going to be a prep. I think for these upper echelon teams, the first round is going to continue to be a prep. All right, let me squeeze in one more quick call here. Walter in L.A., thank you for calling in, bud. You're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, Walter. Yeah,
one, it's so good to watch Laker basketball again.
Mm-hmm.
So blessed to watch that again. Two, AD did 80 things for every be grateful that we acquired him. And three, just wanted to reverberate all the praise Kuzma got, because Lakers Twitter can slander Kuz, but he did amazing today. That sequence where he caught the skip pass in the corner from Braun,
mm-hmm,
and drained the three, and then he turned right around and faced up Kawhi and forced him to pass it out and clapped in his face. Kuzma did amazing. I'm so proud of him today.
Well, Walter, thank you for calling in. I'll tell you one thing I like, and listen, we're going to have calls as the postseason goes on. You know, as we get closer to the postseason, even in these regular season games, trust me, I'm going to get calls where people are critical on Kyle Kuzma. There's going to be times I'm critical at Kyle Kuzma, but when you have a good performance too, you always also want to give these guys praise. Kuzma deserves that praise. 877-710-ESPN. I know the phone lines are slammed. Keep calling in. I'll take as many calls as we can as we do the postgame show. Kyle Kuzma. When we come back, we'll hear his post-game presser, get his thoughts on the game. By the way, we still got Dion Waiters, head coach Frank Vogel, so we're going to get a chance to hear from a few of the players and the head coach. Appreciate you guys calling in. This is the Lakers post-game show on 710 ESPN. Points in the Paint all season long is sponsored by Vista Paint, locally owned, manufactured, and operated. And with over 1,300 Vista Paint colors, your perfect paint expression is at Vista Paint right now. And don't forget, visit VistaPaint.com for your discount color sampler. So points in the paint tonight. This shouldn't be – this, I think, is same as it was before we had the stop. 40-24, Lakers with a 16-point advantage over the Clippers, points in the paint. Rebounds, it was 45-36. Lakers should be dominating in the paint. That should be happening, especially when you play the Clippers. Clippers, one of their strengths is – they got almost five guys that can just kind of switch, play all the positions. Lakers' strength is their size. AD really at the five. So that's obviously a big advantage for the Lakers. So I got a couple calls. Both of those calls were on Kyle Kuzma. Everybody was talking, you know, obviously very positive about the way Kuzma played tonight. It wasn't just Kuzma. I thought Dion Waiters performed fantastic. I thought Caruso had he had moments where he didn't look good, and then there were other moments where I think there was a couple times I was about to tweet, maybe we should take Caruso out, and then he goes in and gets a layup. Another time, about to tweet, all right, maybe we sub Caruso out, and he has a big steal that you know, was a key moment in the game that was certainly clutch. So Caruso, you know, found his spots. But we'll stay on Kyle Kuzma for a second. So Kuz in tonight's game, like I mentioned, his 16 points is all great and dandy, but just taking 8 shots total – and along with those 7 rebounds, a block shot, here's Kyle Kuzma on the Lakers 103-101 win over the Clippers.
Hey, Kyle, you guys haven't played a game in 4.5 months. What was it like for you to be back out there again tonight? And, of course, to get the win the way you guys did with LeBron getting that tip in the final seconds?
Well, we had a couple of games so far. I mean, we had 3 scrimmages. And as a team, you know, we have a championship aspirations, so – we took those 3 scrimmages just like games. But, you know, playing an opponent like the Clippers, you know, has its challenges. And I think that, you know, we played well enough to get a win.
What did it mean to you personally to take part in that display of unity during the national anthem?
It means a lot. You know, that's one thing that our country is lacking right now, and that's unity. You know, we've been such a divided country. for so many years. And I think for us, the platform that we have and everyone in the world watching us right now, I think it's important for us to show that unity.
Yeah, Kyle, Mark, Dean, USA Today. There's so many different elements in this game, right? Like the different runs and the whistles and just getting acclimated since you guys haven't played since March. What did it take to be able to fight through all those different games?
I think once we got here, you know, we don't think about nothing else. We don't think about what happened in the past. This is like a restart, really a new start. 4 months off, that's the whole off season. So for us to come in with limited time practicing and getting our bodies ready, and you know, credit to our veteran team that everyone, you know, kind of came into when we had camp to be in pretty good shape, and you know, saw a little bit of it over these past few scrimmages and games.
Hi, Kuz. Tough game, big W. What'd you like it from the team today?
I like just how we played as a team. Everyone defended, everyone did their job, roles, and we got a win. So.
All right, Kyle, I'm going to get one more from Mike Bresnahan here, and then we'll let you go.
Okay.
What do you think of Anthony Davis tonight? 34 points, hitting threes, playing solid defense like all.
I mean, he just had a hell of a game. You know, that's what he does. He's one of the best players in the world, one of the top 2-3 players in the league. So, I mean, that's what Anthony Davis does. It's honestly a bonus when he starts hitting threes. So he does that every single night, intensity, defensively, offensively. And tonight, shot fell. And you know, when his shot falls, he's unguardable.
All right, that's Kyle Kuzma right there. You know, it is kind of interesting when you hear Kyle Kuzma. I appreciate him complimenting another player. Obviously, Anthony Davis, it's easy to compliment what AD did tonight. But there were stretches in tonight's game. Today was a weird game. Lakers had a 12-point lead at the end of the first quarter. In the third quarter, Lakers were down double digits. In the fourth quarter, Lakers found a way to come back, and then Clippers, you know, kept obviously clawing back as well. So it was a seesaw battle, and I never really thought there was much of a rhythm to the game. You know, AD saved the Lakers, probably saved them more just by getting to the free throw line. But at the same time, I didn't feel like there was this tremendous rhythm to the game. JD and Irvine, appreciate you calling in. You're on the Lakers postgame show. Go ahead, JD.
Hey, Alan, how you doing? Thank you for taking my call, man. I'm telling you, I'm so happy to talk to you and that we finally have some NBA action again.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
It's a great day. And, you know, in the beginning of the season, I was a little bit worried because the gap between the teams, with everybody was on an even field. You know, the Lakers' questions were depth.
Mm-hmm.
The Clippers, you know, everybody was picking them. And then as the season gone by, plus our two additions, we improved our wing depth, whether it's offense or defense, because you're starting to see Kuzma play D, KCP has improved. You know, we don't have Bradley, but with Smith and Waiters, we can see, we know what they can do. Whereas the Clippers, they still have the same bigs. They can't contain all that length that we have. And I was thinking in my mind, if we had Dwight, AD, LeBron, Danny Green, and Kuzma all clicking on all cylinders as a playoff lineup, who can stop that? You know, and I'm just so happy to see the team. Yeah, you know, it was, like you said, a seesaw battle, but I think the depth is impressive. And man, kudos to my man, Mr. Pelinka, Rob Lowe.
JD, appreciate the call, man. Thank you. Well, look, I'll say this. Clippers are going to be the toughest out in the playoffs. I mean, it doesn't matter to me. You could throw the Milwaukee Bucks in there, throw any team in the East, throw any other team in the West. Clippers, in my opinion, that's going to be the toughest out for the Lakers. We should appreciate this win. It feels good to be 6.5 games up. It feels good just to get back, you know, just to have Lakers basketball back again. But I will caution. My caution would be this. Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell didn't play. That's probably 30 points a game that comes off the bench. That's obviously a big loss for the Clippers. They're going to eventually be back. Clippers are a good squad. Tonight's a great game, but it's going to be a battle against the Clippers when we do get that opportunity. And I think everybody obviously thinks Lakers and Clippers in the Western Conference Finals. And I'm under the belief whoever gets out of the West is going to win the championship. And that's no disrespect to the Milwaukee Bucks. I just think that's how good the Lakers and the Clippers are. But once Once that happens and it's a seven-game set, I feel like every game is going to be a battle. Solomon in Lake Balboa. Solomon, appreciate you calling in. Go ahead, bud.
Hey, Alan, thanks for taking my call and welcome back.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Solomon.
Yeah, glad you brought up Caruso tonight. I know a lot of the attention has been on Kyle Kuzma, and of course he deserves it. I was impressed with that defense tonight, as a lot of the other fans were. But you pointed out two plays that coast-to-coast cracked me up. I mean, who would have thunk it, right? And all of a sudden, bang, 2 points. And that defensive play where he made that, he intercepted that pass and made it stay in bounds, that turned the game, Alan.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right, Solomon. Mm-hmm.
Without that play, there is no LeBron last 2 points. That doesn't happen.
Well, yeah, and you'd like to see, Solomon, and I appreciate you calling in. We're coming up to a break here, but you'd like to see that from Caruso because he wasn't having a good game. So, you know, he still found ways to be confident, still found ways. You know, when he got to the basket and got his layup, I was thinking in my mind, what confidence gave Caruso to just get to the basket? And he's kind of fearless, and that's what you want to see. And then he had the big defensive play. So those were obviously two key moments for the Lakers. Listen, Caruso, KCP, Danny Green really never got into a flow. They weren't hitting shots the way we're accustomed to seeing them hit shots, or the way we need them to hit shots. So that kind of highlights that front from it. Okay, LeBron James, when we come back, we'll get a chance to hear from the King on the Lakers' 103-101 win, 101 victory over the Clippers. It's kind of interesting here, too, because I've spent so much time talking about all the players. I really haven't spent that much time talking about LeBron. So when we come back, we'll talk about LeBron. We'll hear from LeBron, and we'll also look forward to Saturday's game against the Toronto Raptors. Appreciate you guys tuning in. This is the Los Angeles Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN. All right, there's no need to waste time at the car wash anymore. Mobile Wash brings the car wash to you in minutes with everything necessary to bring your car to a full shine. It's the only app that offers on-demand car washing services wherever you are in SoCal. Download Mobile Wash now and use the promo ESPNLA to save. Lakers over the Clippers, 103-101. Let me squeeze in one quick call here. Steven LaHabra, go ahead, bud. You're on the Lakers postgame show.
Hey, buddy, you know what I love most about your show is that you keep it real. I mean, you're not a homer. I mean, you're on Lakers Talk and Station, but you mentioned something earlier where, you know, the Clippers did not have Montrezl Harrell or Lou Williams, and that's a lot of points, a lot of defense, a lot of getting under LeBron James's nerves. And it would have been a totally different game. So Laker fan, who's kind of like a Raider fan, don't be counting your chickens before they hatch. You know, there's a playoff to be played and a lot of games to be played, and you never know what happens. And I think in a short series or a long series, the Clippers have a much deeper bench than the Lakers do.
So, Steve, I think, and I appreciate you calling in, I think there's just an excitement to get Lakers basketball back. So, you know, getting this win tonight, I'm sure there's a lot of Laker fans out there that feel great. All right, hey, we're back. Got another game coming up on Saturday. Before you know it, we'll be in the middle of the postseason. By the way, how great is this NBA schedule? Got games lined up all day tomorrow. So I think there's an excitement of just getting basketball back. There's also the reality. The reality is the Lakers are not – what we saw tonight is not going to be the Lakers in a month from now or 2 months from now. The Clippers we saw tonight, that's not going to be the same team if they face each other in the postseason. So that's just the reality of it. I don't think it's, you know, trust me, I have a lot of homer part in me when I'm talking Lakers basketball because I'm a fan. But the reality is Montrezl Harrell and Lou Williams are big pieces. When those pieces come back, Lakers are going to have to play better basketball. But for tonight, for this one game, I think it's okay to appreciate the win, appreciate how the Lakers got the W, and as ugly as it was at times, it was still good enough for a win. Okay, so LeBron, at all this, spent all this time on all these other players. Didn't even talk about the guy that ends up getting a bucket to end up winning the game for the Lakers. LeBron James had 16 points, had 11 rebounds, had 7 assists, also had 2 blocks and 1 steal. Struggled from the field, 6 of 19. You know what's something that's amazing about LeBron James? He can go 16, 11, and 7 with 2 blocks and a steal. And a lot of people are going to say LeBron didn't have that good of a game. And this is the bar that he's created for himself. But LeBron did hit, game tied at 101, takes a jumper, looked like he was trying to draw a foul. followed his shot. You know, what do they say? A shooter's got the he's got the best understanding and tendency where the ball's going to be coming off the rim. He knew it was coming off, got the rebound, went up, got the bucket, 103-101, the final score. So Lakers win off LeBron's putback. Here's LeBron James. Obviously, the first post-game interview we've heard from LeBron James in 4.5 months, courtesy of Spectrum Sportsnet.
Hey, LeBron, it's Mike Trudell back in Los Angeles. Just wanted to start asking you about a couple of your teammates in that third quarter. Once you guys went to the bench, that small unit, how was that impactful, and how could that be even more impactful moving forward against a team like the Clippers where the matchup might be better?
Well, we have ability to play different games, play different matchups, have different rotations. I think JR and Deion definitely gives us that even more of that ability to go small, having multiple ball handlers and scores on the floor. I thought Kuz was excellent tonight at AC off the bench. And we just tried to, after they made a run, which we know all great teams are going to make a run in the third quarter, we just tried to combat that by making our own run. And, AD caught fire, just started defending a little bit more.
You guys had a couple of key stops late, of course, some from you, some from Kuzma. What was your mindset like defensively in this game as you guys just start getting integrated before the playoffs come in another couple of weeks, LeBron?
Well, I mean, we've been out for 4 months or whatever it was since the last action we had versus Brooklyn at Staples Center. So, rhythm is part of offensively making shots. Those things are going to take a little bit longer. To get back to your rhythm and your flow and how you shoot the ball and things of that nature. But the one thing you can do is defend, because you can always communicate. You can communicate through mistakes that you may happen. you can have teammates that back you up when you do make a mistake or whatever case may be. So the communication and defensive side is something that should always be on point.
Hey, LeBron, it's David Gundeman. You haven't played in LA all that long, but tonight was the first time since being a Laker that you hit a go-ahead shot in the final 15 seconds of a ball game to get the win. What are you looking for in those situations? Obviously, not every time is equal, but what does your senses get heightened, or do you relish those chances?
Yeah, I mean, I love having the ball in my hands, late in the game, tie game, being down, being up. We had a three-point game with like 40 seconds to go. We got a great look for Danny. He missed it. Paul George came back and hit a three to tie the game. And for me, just try to, be aggressive. I feel like I got some contact at the elbow, by Marcus Morris. They didn't call it. Like you was told when you was a kid, since I started playing basketball, if there's no whistle, you keep playing on. So I was able to follow my own shot and, put us up for good.
Hey, LeBron, it's Bill Orem. Hey, considering your support of Colin Kaepernick over the years and kind of what his journey has been like since he first took a knee, I'm curious what that moment was for you personally tonight.
We made Cap proud. We continue to make Cap proud, every single day. I hope I make him proud on how I live my life, not only out on the basketball floor, but off the floor. I've been wanting to always speak out about things that I feel like that's unjust or unjust. And I always, if I'm educated on things, I always, go about it that way. Cap was someone who stood up when times wasn't comfortable, when people didn't understand, people refused to listen to what he was saying. If you go back and look at any of his post-game interviews when he was talking about why he was kneeling, it had absolutely nothing to do about the flag. It had absolutely nothing to do about the soldiers, that the men and women that keep us, keep our land free. He explained that, and the ears were closed. People never listened. They refused to listen. I did. And a lot of my people, in the Black community did listen. And we just thank him for sacrificing, everything that he did to put us in the position today. Even years later, to be able to have that moment like we had tonight.
Hallie.
Yep. Thank you, Tanisha. Tanya.
It kind of just happened, but if you've been looking at any of my, I send out emojis or whatever the case may be on social media, I've been putting that out as well. Just having that commitment to the Black community, having my fist up in the air, I understand how unified I want, you know, my community, not only in my hometown, but all over the world, to know how unified, you know, how we are. I want us to become, and us to be heard, you know. And then just giving thanks to the man above for giving me an opportunity to have this platform, you know, and because nothing is possible without the grace of God, and we all know that. Just giving us the breath of life, and like I said, using this platform, using who I am. I try to use it for the greater good, and I hope I make people proud. I hope I'm, you know, make my kids proud of my, you know, not only my household, but also, you know, like in my school and things of that nature in my community.
Kyle Goon?
All right, that's LeBron James right there. Lakers 103-101 over the Clippers. Clutch shot by LeBron James. Obviously, the NBA, a lot of these players keeping their word and trying as best as they can to raise awareness why they're out in Orlando. So I want to look a little bit at what the Lakers got coming up as far as their schedule goes. 6.5-game lead in the Western Conference. We all know that. Pretty much locked up the West. And what does that mean? Look, I think for the Clippers, I think as far as the NBA standings go, they don't want to be past the third position in the Western Conference standings, just because do you really want to face the Lakers in the second round? I'm sure both the Lakers and the Clippers don't want to face each other until the Western Conference Finals. So with that in mind, Clippers have a 1-game lead over the Nuggets, a 2-game lead over the Jazz, and it gets really bunched up from there. So we'll see how the Clippers handle these next 7 games. But for the Lakers, the schedule that they got, I mean, they got some incredible talent that they're going to be playing a lot of playoff caliber teams over these next couple of weeks. Saturday, they got the Toronto Raptors, obviously the defending champions. But that should be a great game. Kyle Lowry, Pascal Siakam, Fred VanVleet, Marc Gasol, Serge Ibaka. I mean, really just a number of players that have experience and I think, you know, could make some noise in the Eastern Conference. So that's what the Lakers got coming up this Saturday. By the way, that's a 5:30 tip-off. We'll start our pregame show at 4 o'clock here in, obviously, our LA Live studios. But after that, you still got the Utah Jazz. Jazz were in a great game against the Pelicans earlier today. Then you got the Thunder. We know where the Thunder sit in the NBA standings, a surprise to everybody. They're at 40-24. Rockets after that, they're at 40-24. So the reason why I'm highlighting some of these games, Pacers and Nuggets after that, so you have playoff games all the way, playoff teams all the way through. But the reason why I'm highlighting this is because a lot of these teams have something to play for, where for the Lakers, they don't exactly have something to play for in the sense that the standings aren't going to be that important to them. But this is going to be a part of the ramp-up process. I think it's going to be great for us to get a chance to watch and listen to just the competition of some of these really talented teams around the NBA. That's what the Lakers got. So the next game for the Lakers is this Saturday against the Raptors. Just a quick reminder, 5:30 tip-off, 4 o'clock will obviously be the pregame show. For tomorrow, everything starts up at 6 a.m., the morning show, obviously all local, all tomorrow as well. And we do have a couple other broadcasts. LAFC, Angels have a game as well. So we appreciate you guys tuning in as always. If you're listening on the radio, thank you for tuning in. If you're watching on social media, thank you for being a part of the show on all our platforms. We'll get back at it on Saturday. This has been the Los Angeles Lakers postgame show on 710 ESPN.